USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is walking back comments made by President Biden, who vowed to defend Taiwan if China invades. The president making those comments while speaking during his trip to Japan, saying that's a commitment made to the island nation. The White House insisting this doesn't mean the national policy towards Taiwan has changed. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith brushes off the president's comments on CNN.
He sort of moved away from strategic ambiguity, without question.
Are you okay with that?
I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. It clearly states the deterrence.
Does confusion help?
It's strategic ambiguity.
The ongoing formula shortage is being blamed for the hospitalization of four babies in South Carolina. The babies having a bad reaction to new formulas. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The United Nations says they are working with Russia and other countries to create a humanitarian corridor that will allow Ukraine to export wheat. Russia has been accused of attacking or stealing Ukrainian exports from ports. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through translation, says keeping Ukraine's economy going is a necessity.
We need to deal with multiple issues and challenges like food deficits in the world and in Europe, and we have to deal with Russia, but parallel to that, our national economy has to remain operative.
The names of more than 43,000 American and Korean service members are being etched on the new wall of remembrance at the Korean War Memorial. The names are part of a new wall at the Washington, D.C. Memorial, which remembers the service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the baby formula shortage. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration in February, and they told Americans that they were working on it diligently. Now that it's become another crisis, Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw explains how we got here.
It happened primarily because of a recall that happened in Michigan at Abbott Labs. Now that luckily has since been rectified to the point where they'll start producing in 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean their baby formula will hit the shelves for another 6 to 8 weeks. So that's the bad news.
Intel has a new investment and expansion plan to increase manufacturing in the United States and Europe. CEO Pat Gelsinger telling Fox Business that he thinks the most exciting expansion is the mega site in Ohio.
We used to be 80% of this industry. Now we're 20% of this industry, an industry we created in the United States. And now we said we want to have a more balanced world.
A shortage of semiconductor chips has contributed to the spike in car prices. Gelsinger saying Intel is investing to fulfill what he sees as a clear need for more chips in the world. Ahead of Georgia's Tuesday primary, former Vice President Mike Pence will campaign for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp on Monday. Primaries also set for Texas, Alabama, and Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.